praat mee over onderwerpen die je leuk vindt. Like SBS Dutch op Facebook en deel je mening.
Vorige week hoorden we over het boek Distant Echoes, het verhaal van Klaas Kalma, die als 13-jarig jongetje, een kerstvers immigrantje, werd achtergelaten door zijn ouders op een boerderij in Victoria, waar hij 2,5 jaar hard moest werken. De ouders gingen terug naar Nederland en hij bleef alleen achter. Hij zocht zijn geluk in Melbourne, waar hij een tijdje werkloos was, werkte in een slachthuis en door een leugen, papieren zijn onderweg, een bekend verhaal, slaagde hij erin naar de universiteit te gaan. Hij studeerde af als sportpsycholoog. Op de vraag hoe hij erin slaagde al deze hindernissen te overwinnen was het antwoord: ik was koppig. Ze zouden me er niet onder krijgen. Een kwaliteit die hem ook in zijn later leven van pas zou komen. Al deze ervaringen werden verwerkt in zijn boeken. Het eerste boek heette Creeping Shadows en nu zijn tweede boek, dat net is uitgekomen, Distant Echoes. Het werd een psychological thriller. Van wie schreef hij dit boek?
Look, my friends have always wanted me to write a memoir. And I have always maintained I don't want to talk about myself. Mm-hmm. When I die, somebody else can talk about me.
Okay.
That's fine. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I won't care. But now I want to disguise me. I want to be able to be a writer, a proper writer. So I've used my character in many of the situations and once you know, like you do now, who I am, you will read the book or you have read the book and you will work out who is who and where you can say, oh, that must be Joe that happened to. Yeah. And the same time I've woven in, it's two stories. It's a story which is complete fiction about three girls that go missing in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. And then there's the story of Job, which continues on and on and on. And that's where the story leads. So we've got two stories, one about the missing girls and distant echoes, and one about Job and how he copes with being without family, without any support, without any way of, you know, looking after himself, and just his struggles and his survival and his ability to rise above it all.
How did these two stories meet?
Through the bikie gang.
The bikie gang.
Yeah, because
is that part of your past as well, the bikie
gang? He's part of the bikie gang, and the bikie gang become part of the police investigation. Because they're connected to the missing girls in some ways. There is a link, if you like.
Yeah.
And some of the things that happen where it's for the reader to work out whether Job's involved in this or whether he's not. In some cases, I'm not saying who's involved. For instance, there might be a conflict with police or something. But I'm not saying straight out, this is Job. Sometimes it is Job. Sometimes it's somebody else. But as I say, yeah, the two stories are connected, and they are connected to the first book, which Creeping Shadows, which kind of leads in to this particular story.
Do you expect to write another one?
Yeah, ik begin al. But what I'm going to hope to do is say, for instance, I think. Maybe I'll change the title, but on the moment it's Your Life, Your Choice. So it's about what to do based on my experiences when tragedy or difficulties or whatever might happen to you that's traumatic or medically very difficult or depression or anything. And the choices we make in life, sometimes we make wrong choices, sometimes we make good choices. When we make wrong choices, I like to write about how we best deal with our mistakes and how we can learn to accept our mistakes.
This is and a sort of a self-help book?
Kind of, mm-hmm. And learn along the way. It's not going to be another novel as such. It's going to be more about how to survive life in the 21st century. It's a different world, lots of pressure mm-hmm. on people, and I like to think I can perhaps contribute positively.
Met jouw achtergrond.
Yes, without being too much of a, violinist.
Yeah. No, we don't do that.
I don't want it to be a sob story. And I don't want to make it like I'm some kind of guru. I just want to be practical. I want to be, even the books that I have written, like Creeping Shadows and Distant Echoes, I've tried to be honest and straightforward and practical.
You have to be practical, survive the life that you've led.
Exactly. I think you can't be too romantic sometimes about these things. You have to look life in the face and deal with whatever comes up that way. Mm. I suppose it's about me. I'm really looking forward to writing I started taking notes and all that kind of thing. But occasionally I still have people call me and they come and see me for help.
That's good.
Especially elite athletes in various sports.
So do you still have a connection with the Netherlands?
No, and that hurts because...
Yeah? Why?
Well, mainly because I basically grew up without family mm-hmm. at all.
Yeah.
I had a mother, I had a stepfather, but I really had no family. Mother's parents I never knew. I knew Omar, my dad's mother, but that was it. And so I had no family, and I've never had family. So it's not like I can go on and sort of instantly create one. So when it comes to Holland, I always say, somebody asked me the other day, we're talking about being Australian, and I said, I'll always be a Nederlander, mm-hmm. a Dutchman. Mm-hmm. And they looked at me as if I had said the wrong thing. And I said, now let me explain. I said, I love Australia. I think it's wonderful. And in every sense, you could say I'm Australian. But let me ask you this. So I asked these people, I said, if you were to go and live in London now for the rest of your life, would you start thinking of yourself as a Pommy? And they looked at each other and said, no, we'd always be Australian.
There you are. There you are. Yeah, people don't get that, do they?
One of the problems in Australia historically is the isolation factor.
Yeah, yeah.
And a fellow by the name of Geoffrey Blainey, a great historian, wrote a book called The Tyranny of Distance.
Yeah, yeah.
And he started talking about, and I think even today, yes, in Australia, the tyranny of distance still exists some extent. I do miss my own country.
Yeah.
But having said that, I have been back and I don't feel like I belong when I'm there. Mm-hmm. It's a really weird feeling, but it kind of makes me feel a bit lonely.
Yeah, you're familiar with it, but you don't belong anymore.
Heilemann what a Karina. Heilemann anders.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Saatje waar ik woonde is nog daar. That's still there.
Yeah.
And I walk down there and I look at my old house.
Waar woonde je in Den Haag?
Ik woonde in de Molenstraat, which is in the old Ouwestad. A different world and totally different.
I look forward to your book, Your Life, Your Choice. I think that'll be very helpful for a lot of people.
Yes, yeah. I hope so.